Black Truth Fighters, you know we've been talking about what happened over in Haiti. Of course, I just left Haiti. The Prime Minister just came out and said that it's a possibility that over 100,000 people have died. 100,000. Joining me now to talk about this tragedy is the great Congresswoman from the great state of New York, Congresswoman Yvette Clark. Congresswoman Clark, welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show.
Well, thank you for having me back, Warren. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you took time to call us, though, and talk about what the American government, what plans have been put into place to help the country of Haiti.
Well, let me just start by commending the Obama administration for their vigilance. You know, they've been working through the night to amass the assets that are required to really affect a search and rescue mission in Haiti. The first 72 hours after a devastating natural disaster are the critical ones, particularly in a situation where you have built-in collapses. So the government has already mobilized military assets, bringing food, water, medicine, floating hospital, as well as helicopter and air cover to try to get to those areas as quickly as possible, those search and rescue teams, to begin that part of the operation.
Now, you know, Congresswoman, I want to thank you. I also want to bring in Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who I know personally has been fighting for years to remove the debt that the Haitian government owed, billions of dollars, to the World Bank. Congressman Waters, welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show.
Thank you very much, and hello to my colleague and friend, Congresswoman Yvette Clark. I read your statement that came out very early, and I'm so pleased that you're on here with Warren this morning so that we can share what we know about what is going on and what we have to do to make sure there's a system to Haiti.
You also have one more of your colleagues on. You have Congressman Ed Towns, who's on as well. Congressman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here with my colleagues, Congresswoman Yvette Clark and Congresswoman Maxine Waters, two great fighters.
Thank you, Ed.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, I'll put a general question out here. Any member can answer this question. One of the things that I've been saying is that the world's eyes are on this nation now. And I just came from Haiti, literally. And I met with President Prevail, was in the presidential palace. I seen the infrastructure beforehand. I'm curious to see how many nations are going to step up to the plate to help this black nation, basically, that has not been helped previously.
Well, let me just say this. I'm convinced that all of the CARICOM nations are going to do that. Some don't have a lot themselves, but they're going to be there for Haiti. I fully expect that France and Canada had better get the help to Haiti. And the President of the United States has already given a very strong statement about our commitment and the help that's already underway. And I think Congresswoman Yvette Clark described some of that. She talked about everything from the helicopters that are taking in food and others who are going down to do an assessment, the floating hospital that's been put, you know, on the shores down there, the dogs that have been sent down to help sniff out people who are still living, who are under that rubble that we got to get out within the next 48 hours or so. And so I do believe you're going to see a real march to support from many, many nations around the world. Don't you think that's true, Yvette?
Yes, definitely. I've already heard that the EU has begun to marshal their resources as well. So, unfortunately, it's taken such a catastrophic occurrence on the island nation of Haiti for people to awaken to their own humanity. But we're glad to see that there has been such an outpouring of generosity and support for the nation.
Now, Congressman Towns, let me ask you this.
Yes.
When you see this event that's happened in the country of Haiti, for a lot of my listeners across the country, the first thing that they said was, wow, this is almost like Katrina here in the United States. Is this going to be the same, is it going to move in the same direction Katrina moved in, or will it be handled better?
I hope we've learned from the Katrina situation and that we should be in a better position now to respond. I met, with the consular officer, John A. Ritchie, of course, earlier, and I met with Brett Prominville to talk about the fact that let us look at the mistakes that we made with Katrina and make certain that we do not make these mistakes again, to make certain that the resources get to where they're supposed to go and help the people that need the help the most. And, of course, and I think that we need to do that and do it as quickly as possible. I understand that the airport report is going to be open on Wednesday, so which means that we'll be able to begin to get things into them that they need. Of course, I understand that there's a water shortage. I mean, all kinds of problems that they have right now. So I'm hoping that when we talk about countries, that I'm hoping that everyone this time will respond, because let's face it, in a crisis like this, we need all the countries to come together to say that we're going to do everything that we can do to make certain that we move and clear this up as quickly as possible. A lot of lives have been lost. A lot of suffering is going to go on. But there are some things that we can do. And I think that as a country, along with other countries, that today is Haiti. Tomorrow it could be anybody else or any place else. And I think that we need to understand now that when one country has a problem, then we all have a problem.
Well, I hope that is the sentiment around the world. Let me ask either member of Congress, have you heard anything from our embassy over there? I got to visit that as well while I was there. Is everybody safe?
I think so. The last I heard, they were in good shape. The real devastation is to the palace, as you know. Half of it has crumbled. And the Montana Hotel, where many of us stay,
yes,
when
yes.
we're there, has crumbled. Were you at the Montana?
Yeah. I stayed at the Montana for the one time. And then we stayed in the newest hotel that they had downtown in Port-au-Prince the last time we were there.
Well, let me just say this before you wrap up. You mentioned debt relief. You're absolutely right. After many years, we were able to achieve it, $1 billion in debt relief, and we thought, aha, this is now going to help Haiti to be able to use its money for education and health and the infrastructure. But now we've taken one step forward and three steps backwards. But we're going to keep working. We know that this is one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. I love Haiti.
I devoted
a lot of my time to Haiti. I've worked with past President Aristide. I work with all of the agencies of government that have responsibility there, and we're just going to have to double our efforts.
I want to also add that this is an appropriate time for the Obama administration to review its policy around TPS for Haiti.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's going to be a critical time because there's those Haitian Americans that are here in the U.S. that will be able to earn the dollar to send back home to their families as they try to rebuild. That is one of the real reasons why TPS is helpful. Not only are Haitians here in the U.S. able to help in the rebuilding of our nation through the tax revenue dollars that they pay to our states and municipalities, but they oftentimes save up money to send back home to their loved ones. So this is a very appropriate time, and certainly sending anyone back into that environment right now will just add to the instability of the nation at this time of desperation and need of assistance.
Well, I want to take this time to thank all three of you, fantastic members of Congress who are fighting for the American people and the Haitian American people. And like you said, Congresswoman Waters, I absolutely love the country of Haiti. We need to be there for them. And as Congressman Towns said, their problem is our problem. And if we all think like this, we can all get through this together. I want to thank all three members of Congress for coming on here and taking time to talk for us. And Congressman Clark, you keep fighting, because I know a big district of yours is of Haitian Americans, and you keep fighting because we do need this administration to look at this and change what they've been doing as far as monetary trade with the country of Haiti. I greatly appreciate all three of you.
Actually, you know, there's more.
Thank you so much.
More Haitians in New York than any place else. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I thank all three of you for doing everything that you've done. And thank you for fighting. And you know what? I'm not even worried, because if this administration doesn't do what it's supposed to do with Haiti, I know three people who are going to be raising hell up there.
We have no problems with doing what we have to do. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.